We adore you, most holy Lord Jesus Christ. Here and in all our churches throughout the world, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. O sacrament most holy,
O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be ever and ever.
Jesus, I live for thee. Jesus, I die for thee. Jesus, I am thine in life and in death. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want you to hear this prayer for the poor souls. God of justice, God of mercy, you have no choice but to love us because love is the only word in your vocabulary. Love is the only thing you think of or say or do, even when we deserve punishment for our sins. Give us grace to bypass the purifying flames of your love in purgatory. By now living lives of sincere prayer, fervent self-denial, and unselfish love. Help us to unite our labors of love with those of your divine Son to win the release of those suffering souls who have been part of our lives, especially our family members, relatives, friends, benefactors, and those you want us to remember to pray for. Keep us alert to the indulgences we may gain to help our departed brothers and sisters by making the Stations of the Cross, by reading sacred scripture in a prayerful way, by spending time before the Blessed Sacrament, and by reciting the Rosary with others at home or at church. Lord, we know that where the poor souls are now, we may well be soon. Their cries are pleading for our prayers at this very moment. Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, at least you, my friends, because the hand of the Lord has touched me. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. Padre Pio said that he thought most people went to purgatory after they died. Nobody really knows, though. Some people think they'll be lucky to get to purgatory. I think we can prepare for that by doing what it says here. Sincere prayer, fervent self-denial, and unselfish love. That's the way to avoid purgatory. There are two kinds of crosses in this life. Those that are pure, which come from things over which we have no control, maybe like bad weather, or crosses which are impure, which come from a contradiction between our will with the will of God. We call that sin. The vertical beam of those impure crosses is God's will. The horizontal beam is our will. When you have one such beam crossing another one like that, then you have a cross which is not pure. And that's what we really want to eliminate from our lives. Any deliberate sin, even venial sin in our lives. It takes an awful lot of love to do that, though. And one way to remove some of the temporal punishment due to sin is by the gaining of indulgences. And at the end of our retreat here today, on Sunday, we will give you a special plenary indulgence attached to making this little retreat. That's a removal of all the temporal punishment due to sin. It's a wonderful thing to gain. You see, in every sin, there are two things involved. There's guilt and there's punishment. You don't remove the guilt unless you're sorry for the sin. But you don't remove the punishment unless you first remove the guilt. A person who's attached to a sin, who's unwilling to give it up, is automatically attached to that sin's guilt and to its subsequent punishment.